More than 2,600 people have been exonerated in the United States since the late 1980s. Pennsylvania and Delaware are among 15 states that do not compensate those who are wrongly convicted. Some Delaware lawmakers and advocates want to change that in the first state, as WHYY's Zoe Reed reports.
It's been more than a year since Elma Daniels won his fight for freedom and was released from prison. His rape conviction was dismissed, but his battle continues. The biggest hurdle is landing a job after being behind bars for almost 40 years.
I'm 58. A lot of people going to look at that first. I mean, even McDonald's. You know, I mean, it's the easiest place to get a job. There's a lot of things that I know how to do, but to consider me qualified based on credentials, no. That's the issue.
He's advocating for legislation sponsored by State Representative Sean Lynn that would provide $50,000 for every year a person is incarcerated on a wrongful conviction in Delaware.
I can think of few other things that are more unjust than being convicted and imprisoned for something that you didn't do, then at the end of it all, the state basically kind of releasing you with nothing. And your only recourse at that juncture is to file a civil lawsuit against the state to try to seek some justice for those years that were, you know, you were deprived of.
Daniels went to prison when he was 18 after being accused of raping a 15-year-old girl in Wilmington. The state's attorney general dismissed Daniels' conviction in 2018 based on false testimony and evidence suggesting his innocence that never got to the trial. Now, Daniels is waiting on an FBI review of the case before taking the next step. To win a federal civil rights lawsuit, people like Daniels must prove intentional misconduct. But not all wrongful convictions are intentional. Michelle Feldman advocates for bills to help exonerees for the nonprofit Innocence Project.
You know, there are wrongful conviction cases where nobody really did anything wrong. It wasn't a matter of misconduct. It was just mistakes, like eyewitness misidentified a person in a lineup. So that's why having the straightforward path to an innocent person getting compensated is so important.
Floyd Blesdow of Hutchinson, Kansas, was exonerated of murdering his wife's 14-year-old sister after DNA evidence linked his brother to the crime.
Most jobs that I've encountered, they were like, hey, you know, we're happy for you, but, you know, we have to look at our customers, and if they come in and see you and see you all on the news, I'm afraid of what they may think and say.
Now, Kansas offers exonerees $65,000 for each year of incarceration. Blesdow says it's allowed him to get a better car and put away money for his retirement. Marty Tankleff of Long Island spent 17 years in prison after he was wrongly convicted of killing his parents. He argues capping compensation isn't fair because had the exoneree not gone to prison, their income might have been much higher.
Who is the state to set or say what that individual's value is going forward? You know, somebody who was an up-and-coming football star, an up-and-coming musician, an up-and-coming business person.
Now, Tankleff is an attorney and teaches at Georgetown University. He says to prevent wrongful convictions, states should record suspect interviews, reduce the caseload for public defenders, and increase forensic science training. And he says all wrongful convictions should be formally reviewed to find out what mistakes were made. Elma Daniels says compensation won't give him back the years he lost, but would help him to get on his feet.
What the money will do will help me to be able to transcend into a phase of life for me that I can be comfortable with, and then allow me avenues to choose what I want to do. But I need capital to make my ideals and my dreams come true now.
State Representative Sean Lynn expected a vote on the bill this year, but the coronavirus pandemic forced the legislature to postpone its session. If reelected in November, Lynn says he'll reintroduce the bill if it doesn't get a vote this year. From the Delaware Desk, Zoe Reed, WHYY News.